of Three Preludes by Frederick Delius. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's a 10:15, and slightly later than usual, it's now time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
Last weekend was WOMAD, the UK's biggest world music festival, and you may have heard some of our live coverage from the Siam stage, the Open Air stage, and Radio 3's very own stage at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. I was joined by Andrew McGregor, Lopa Kotari and Mary Ann Kennedy, and we were all joined by some very big stars.
Welcome back to 30th anniversary WOMAD, the weather report. Let's get that out of the way. Not enough rain to dampen spirits or turn the dust into mud. Sunshine and clouds, now the coolest of evenings. The music report, hot, hot, hot.
Well, I think he's kicked the door down completely tonight because Led Zeppelin Mark III has just taken off. And here they are, Robert Plant and their sensational Space Shifters.
I'm your witch doctor, got the evil eye. I've got the power of the devil, I'm a country guy. I'm gonna give you love in the midnight hour. I'm gonna keep you burning like a bunch of flowers.
We also heard from musicians who are just starting their career. This is Chrissy Crowley from Canada, and this is our World Roots Academy protege, José Hernando Noguera. And we met up with old friends of the programme, in this case, Paddy Bush and Justin Vallee, with the exquisite music of Madagascar. And I was lucky enough to meet some of the original cast of Cuba's greatest band.
Dejaron ese libro abierto donde nosotros seguimos estudiando y personas como ellos.
Eliade says that those musicians that have passed away left the book open, and that the memory of them, the memory of Ibrahim Ferrer, of Rubén González, of Pío Leiva, Compay Segundo, the composer of the song Chan Chan, they live on in the hearts and memories of so many people around the world.
Thank you. The unmistakable sound of the Buena Vista Social Club and the unofficial national anthem of Cuba, Chan Chan. With around 9 hours of live broadcasting, though, we only brought you the tip of the WOMAD iceberg last weekend. So, this week and next on World Roots, I'll be introducing more highlights. Next week, there's music from Boubacar Traoré, the veteran singer-guitarist from Mali, Nazaket Teymurova, the Mugam singer from Azerbaijan, and Algerian superstar Khaled. And this week, we're featuring music from countries rarely represented at world music festivals, including Taiwan, Niger, Solomon Islands, and this, Aboriginal music from Australia, sung and played on guitar by Frank Yama. Yewa la chana mba palantako mora pana palanka hey willo rara nguru alinjara kaka rara nguru hulbai rira nguru ya pijama mora pana Kojo pachuran kong ala wajano mora parna palanga hey will all arang ru aling jara kakararang guru ul pai rirang ru ya pichama mora parna Wari kochong kong ala wajano Pika hui ako Kocho pachurang kong ala wajano Mora parna palanka Mora parna palanka Mora parna Mm-hmm.
I get been calling from the inside for being a prisoner. It is really to risk. I only see those wolves day by day. Freedom where you want it. Ah, freedom. I wanted to be free. So many things to see. Calling from the inside. Give it to me, David.
Frank Yama, charismatic Aboriginal singer-songwriter, together with Australian musician David Bridie on keyboards, at the Radio 3 stage at last weekend's WOMAD. This is World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, bringing you highlights from the WOMAD 2012 festival. Still to come, music from Niger and Taiwan. But first, panpipe players from Malaita in the Solomon Islands. I asked their band leader, whose name is Donation, about their home.
If you, you know, come to Solomon Islands, you have to go to our capital city, situated on one different island, and that island is called Kurkanal Island. If you wish to, you know, wish to visit our village or our people, it will take you almost 10 hours on a boat. We live in remote village, and we have no tracks, no roads, no electricity, no nothing. We just live like like we are.
You're continuing to live the way that your ancestors
Yes,
did.
Of course, yeah.
What about your music? Is it also just a continuation of very, very old music?
Definitely. We just, you know, revive our culture. We just pump pipe music and preserve it.
But you also modernize, don't you, Ganesh?
Yes, yes. Life is changing.
Life is certainly changing, yes. I remember reading that the music describes nature.
We are living in the forest. Our ancient people, you know, how they compose songs or lullabies. They, you know, they were listening to the trees, a rapping of the trees.
So the branches are rubbing together and you recreate that sound.
Yes, as well as crying of birds.
Birds.
Yeah, the breaking of the waves. You know, we live all at the coastal land as well.
Mm. That's the panpipes, but then you also have this wonderful, almost like a bass bamboo, which I think you call, what do you call it? The bamboo thongophone, because you play it with flip-flops, don't you? You bang the end of...
That's the English name for that, and we call it Aurapurapu. That's the Ara language, Aurapurapu.
Aurapurapu?
Aurapurapu.
Aurapurapu,
yes. Got it.
Wonderful. Can you tell me what your name means, Narasirato? What does it mean?
Cry for sunshine.
Cry for the sunshine.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what we've been doing here in the UK because it's been pouring with rain for so long. But thankfully the sun has come out and
Definitely,
it's a beautiful, glorious day here at WOMAD. Perfect day for listening to your wonderful music, the music of Narasirato, Thank panpipe you. Music from the Solomon Islands.
The group Narasirato from the Solomon Islands with their unique panpipe music on stage at this year's WOMAD in Charlton Park. On the Radio 3 stage at this year's festival was a group who play one of the world's most lyrical and evocative instruments. The two-string East Asian fiddle, the Erhu, takes centre stage with this group from Taiwan, appropriately called A Moving Sound.
after this song. There's a lot of movement. And the oboe is, there's no fret, as you know, and there's no fingerboard to press your finger on top. So it all depends on how much pressure you give and to tune the quality. So it's very much like a human's voice also. Yeah, very special instrument.
Thank you.
From Taiwan, the group who call themselves A Moving Sound, in concert at WOMAD just last weekend. Finally today, one of the sounds that's most captivated world music audiences in the last few years, the desert blues of the Saharan nomadic Tuareg people. Many World Roots listeners will have heard of groups like Tinari Wen, but one of the pioneers of that style is from Niger. He's called Abdallah Umbadougou, and I asked him about his music.
Je suis le premier à créer cette route dans mon pays de Niger.
I was one of the first to create this music in my country, Niger.
J'ai commencé à faire cette musique pour avoir la route pour passer tous mes messages sur ma musique, quoi.
I started playing music as a way to express my messages through the music.
And what are your messages, Abdallah?
L'unité et la paix dans toute l'Afrique.
It's about peace and unity in Africa.
How effective do you think music can be to bring about peace, Abdallah?
La musique, c'est ça, la vraie arme, c'est la musique. Et c'est s'asseoir sur les tables. Il faut que les gens partagent la même orange sur les tables. C'est pas la guerre qui va amener la paix ou quelque chose d'autre.
Music is a weapon and we need to sit around the table and we have to share the oranges. War will not bring anything good.
If I went to a Tuareg camp and I heard traditional Tuareg music, how close would your music be to that music?
Ouais, si la musique que tu vas écouter à la...
Dans un campement.
Voilà, c'est une musique soit violon, soit tende, c'est...
We can use different instruments, violin, tende is a percussion.
Voilà, et le violon. Le violon, donc, c'est un truc que je chante, moi. Ma chanson que j'ai fait là, du Mohawk, c'est le violon, c'est une chanson qui accompagne les violons, que j'ai fait sur...
One of my songs that you can hear tonight is the same song that you will hear in a camp played with a violin.
And are you playing the violin, the one-string fiddle?
Pour nous, le violon uniquement c'est un truc pour les femmes. Les hommes chantent.
In my area, only women will play violin and men will sing.
Ils jouent, les hommes chantent parce que c'est un instrument très 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 important pour nous les Tuareg. Par exemple, je commence à Sahara. Sahara. Imuha Rakanestarhani. Yes, Asugayan.
I have to say here that Abdallah, while he's singing, he's making the gesture of bowing the violin, bowing the fiddle, the one-string fiddle, which would be something that women would be playing.
Yes, the woman is in the middle with the instrument. It's extremely important, and the men around are singing.
And what was the name of that song?
Ça, c'est Imohak. Imohak, c'est les Tuareg.
Imuha, les Tuareg.
And you're going to be playing this song tonight?
Bon, sur les listes, ça n'existe pas des fois. Je les chante. Il n'est pas programmé, mais je les chante quand même.
It's not on my list, but I will still play it.
That would be wonderful. We look forward to hearing you. Thank you, Abdallah.
Merci beaucoup.
قموها غرق نسترهاني تي يسلي يا سجينا سلت أسلك منه
Abdullah Umbadougou from Niger, recorded on the Radio 3 stage late at night at WOMAD last weekend. Don't forget, next week I'll be introducing a final programme of highlights from this year's WOMAD Festival with sets by Boubacar Traoré from Mali, Nazaket Teymourova from Azerbaijan and Algerian superstar Khaled. But for now, back to the desert of Niger and the desert blues of Abdullah Umbadougou.
World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. Next week's programme will be back to the usual time of 10 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
On Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, Bruckner's Sixth Symphony. The BBC Philharmonic and its new principal conductor, Juanjo Mena, fresh from an acclaimed Proms debut earlier in the season. And the world premiere of a new work by a composer closely associated with the orchestra, James McMillan. Tuesday night, BBC Radio 3 at 7:30.
Now, just before jazz lineup, let's take a look at the lineup for tomorrow morning on Radio 3. Sarah Moore Peach will be here with breakfast at 6:30, and then at 9, Rob Cowan begins the week of essential classics, including his essential CD of the week, Songs and Dances of Bohemian Baroque, played by Musica Bohemica under Jaroslav Kurček. Rob's artist of the week is the organist, conductor and composer Simon Preston. And during British Food Fortnight, his guest is the actress, writer and cake maker Jane Asher. We'll see if he manages to get a taste of one of her indulgent creations. And if you were listening to The Prom earlier, you'll have heard the wonderful performance by Nicola Benedetti of Bruch's Scottish Fantasy. She's playing Bruch again, as she said, at the last night of The Proms, his first violin concerto. But in Rob's programme tomorrow, there's a chance to hear the much less well-known of Bruch's two violin concertos, the one in D minor, opus 44, played by Salvatore Accardo with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra under Kurt Mazur. That's Essential Classics from 9 o'clock tomorrow. And then at midday, Donald MacLeod's new Composer of the Week is Hector Berlioz. So I hope you'll be able to join us in the morning anytime from 6:30. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15, time for Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
This is the welcome Jazz Lineup received on arriving in Barcelona just a couple of weeks ago. We were there to celebrate 20 years of an important independent label. Fresh sound, new talent. Its origins, its current artists, and its future. And the background music you can hear was one of the many parades held throughout the year where the nearby cathedral choir sings and national costume comes to the fore. Later, we have an exclusive session from the Spanish pianist Sergi Sevent and his octet, showing us why Fresh Sound New Talent has its finger on the pulse of current jazz in this former Olympic host city. Before all of that, here's an appetizer for anybody not familiar with the embarrassment of riches on the Fresh Sound New Talent label. This is an album issued by the label back in 1997. It's by a young double bassist and composer called Reed Anderson, who would, of course, go on to big things as a member of the trio The Bad Plus. Anderson's quartet album, Dirty Show Tunes, features fellow Bad Plus member, pianist Ethan Iverson, drummer Geordie Rossi, and another young man whose star was on the rise, tenor saxophonist Mark Turner. This is Kafka. Double bassist Reed Anderson's Kafka from the 1997 album Dirty Show Tunes. It has Ethan Iverson on piano, Mark Turner on tenor sax, and Geordie Rossi on drums. Another name featured on that album, and indeed on every Fresh Sound New Talent release, is that of executive producer Jordi Pujol. He's the man who started the label in 1992 and who is responsible for bringing an array of young talent to wider attention. He told us about the history of the label, which he still runs today with undimmed passion.
I can't be say that after the years I've been doing this adventure, because when you start up something, you never know what will happen. You can have an idea. The idea was at the beginning record Spanish young musicians, and then when I went to New York, I started to listen to American musicians. So I felt that after more than 10 years recording or reissuing jazz albums from the 50s, from the 60s, from the 40s, it was time to start something new. And I think that Fresh Sound New Talent, in that moment, I started to reflect my idea of what I wanted to do with a new artist.
Before Fresh Sound New Talent, there was the label Fresh Sound, which was a reissue label, I understand.
It's still a reissue. The thing in my label is that we share new recordings with old reissues, and also recordings by musicians that were, they became famous in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s, in the 60s, like the 5000 series, which are recorded mostly in LA. And this collection, you can find names like Bud Chunk or Bill Perkins or Bob Cooper or Lou Levy, Pete Jolly, all the West Coast heroes from those years. In fact, the reason I went to LA the first time in 1984 was to record the Dave Pell Octet, which was the first recording that Fresh Sound produced as a label. What I was doing on Fresh Sound Italian, I found the way to continue. You know, in other words, in Barcelona I was recording other Spanish musicians. I also recorded Brad Meldow with Jorge Rossi, who was my contact in New York for the early years of Fresh Sound Italian, when he went to play with Brad. And thanks to him, I met people like Corus and Winkle, Bill McHenry, Chris Cheek, and other musicians that they were part of the beginning of the label.
Jordi Pujol. There are several early Fresh Sound albums that feature Brad Meldow. And what we're going to play is one of the best. It's entitled Ademuz, and it's by the Spanish alto saxophonist Perico Sambiat, and it features, along with Meldow on piano, another young prodigy of American jazz, guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel, Spanish drummer Jordi Rossi, and that man Mark Turner on tenor saxophone. This is Porta do Ferro.
Thank you.
Perico Sandiat's Porta do Ferro from the brilliant 1998 album Ademus. In the band were Mark Turner, Kurt Rosenwinkel and Brad Meldow. We're telling the story of the inspirational Spanish independent jazz label Fresh Sound New Talent. And a key moment in the story is a trip to America that Jordi Pujol made in the mid-90s, during which he went to something of a mecca for up-and-coming players.
Somebody at the outside of the Village Vanguard say, "Why you are not going to Smalls?" I say, "What is Smalls? I don't know what is that place." It's very close from here. So he told me go to Smalls. So I just go down to the steps and I listen an alto player that I say, "Look, this is what I was looking for." So I don't know who was playing. So when I went down into the place, what I heard that night was so amazing. So this kind of energy that I felt that's what I want to translate in a label. That I've been doing reissues for many years. I was recording in LA all guys that they gave me a lot of pleasure. But I felt that night that was the real thing I wanted to do in the future. So when I came back to Barcelona, the first thing I made is to call Jorge Rossi. I said, "Jordi, I know what I want to do."
Jordi Pujol, on the importance of the small scene in New York in the mid-90s. Many young Americans and also Israelis recorded for the label as a result, and just a few of the names worth remembering are alto saxophonist Myron Walden, drummer Daniel Friedman, and double bassist Omar Avital. Although he was plugged into the New York scene, Jordi Pujol was also bang up to date with what was happening in Barcelona. A young musician who caught his ear, as we heard, was tenor saxophonist Gorka Benitez. I asked Gorka how he came to record for the label.
Well, this is about many years now. For me, one of the most important things is that, when someone trusts in you, trusts in the music that you do, your talent or your music, this is a very important thing that you have to feel and you have to think about it, right?
Can you tell me a little bit about the Barcelona jazz scene?
The events where your career, your name, or your last works, can be projected are the festivals, right? And here, I guess, the festivals, they don't do a right job for that, a right work for the music from Spain, I guess. They take care about the business. Is a business, and I know it has to be a business for them. Yeah. When we talk about music, we talk about culture. This is the things that a country has must to export, to the other countries.
That relationship between Barcelona and New York musicians, certainly in the first decade or so of the label's history, was very important. If you think about the significance of, say, Jorge Rossi working with Brad Meldow, Jason Lindner working with Julia Valle, and so on and so forth. That was a key part of the label's development.
That it was the real point at that time, yeah. At that time, when you see American musicians as Kurt Rosenwinkel or Brad Meldow or Joshua Redman, they came here, so often, and that it was amazing. Sharing life, their point of views and many things, many ideas, many new ideas for us,
Here's Gorka and a track called Para Petra. That was the Spanish tenor saxophonist Gorka Benitez with a gorgeously lyrical track called Para Petra, featuring the great American guitarist Ben Mondo. It's on the 1998 album Trios, where the main band is indeed a trio led by Benitez. Ramon Ferrer is on double bass and David Shirgu on drums. This is Jazz Lineup, showcasing Barcelona and checking out some of the most progressive players on the jazz scene, many of whom record for the Fresh Sound New Talent label, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Another excellent band leader who is not so well known in the UK is the double bassist Julia Valle, who's originally from Italy but has been resident in Barcelona for many years. Her band has a bit of a history.
It's been already 10 years this band has been existing, with different periods, with different musicians. There's always been some changes, no, in between one record and another. And finally, 2 years ago, I discovered I really had the perfect team. So I did the record Berenice, which is, I think, one of the few records I've done that I will be proud forever and ever. And after 2 years, after being in studio and be performing around pretty much, now the band was totally ready to make a record with the real energy from the live show, which never gets reproduced on a studio, as you know, right? And, well, this is what I did. Basically, I reversioned. I didn't write new music for that record for two reasons. One of the reasons